This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I do believe everything I said was happening is happening. I do believe everyone knows the election was stolen. I do believe a revolution is coming. I do believe people have had it all over this country, college football games. On Saturday, students chanted, F you, Joe Biden, except they said the full word. You know what the word is, F you, Joe Biden, as if I'm giving you the middle finger. F you, Joe Biden. Thousands and thousands of college students at different NCAA games all over the country chanting that Joe Biden should go F himself. And at the same time that's happening, Biden visited New Jersey today, which took the brunt of the hurricane a week ago. And supporters of Trump lined the streets of New Jersey, giving Biden the middle finger and screaming, murderer, worthless piece of trash. You leave Americans behind. Angry protesters heckling Biden. People are sick of this man. They know he's not the real president of the United States. They know what I said was true. From day one, he's a puppet. A brain-dead puppet with dementia who was put in place by communist enemies of the United States of America. And that's who's in control of this country now. Communist enemies of America are in control of your life. Pure evil. Latest poll is out. Biden's approval see major drop in seven key congressional districts. People have no faith in Joe Biden. The poll for the American Action Network finds that Americans are unhappy with Biden, and they believe Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda and $3.5 trillion partisan wish list the Democrats are proposing will only increase the economic pain families are already feeling. Overall, the poll found Biden's net approval averages negative 7, 44% approve of Biden, 51% disapprove. A generic Republican on the ballot also leads in all seven districts, going up against the Democratic incumbent by an average of 6 percentage points. On average, most Americans, 51%, a slight majority, believe government spending is to blame for the increase in inflation. This includes the majority of American voters that disapprove of the left spending plan called Build Back Better. Interestingly enough, 47% of respondents said they believe the $3.5 trillion partisan wish list will make the rising cost families face even worse. A majority, 55%, do not want to raise taxes to pay for it. So in California's 10th congressional district, which is held by a Democrat, Congressman Josh Harder, Biden's approval sits at 44%. Florida's 7th congressional district, held by a Democrat, Stephanie Murphy, Biden's approval sits at 46%. Iowa's 3rd congressional district, held by a Democrat, Sidney Axne, Biden's approval sits at 43%. Michigan's 8th congressional district, held by a Democrat, Elisa Slotkin, Biden's approval sits at 42%. Michigan's 11th congressional district, held by a Democrat, Haley Stevens, Biden's approval sits at 45%. Virginia's 2nd congressional district, held by Congresswoman Elaine Luria, a Democrat, Biden's approval sits at 46%. And Washington's 8th congressional district, held by Democrat Representative Kim Schreier, Biden's approval sits at 46%. So he's in trouble all over this country, but these are all Democrat districts where he's in big trouble. So between you and polls dropping to record lows in bad districts, Democrat districts, and the people on the streets of New Jersey screaming, murderer at Biden, you worthless piece of trash, and you leave Americans behind. We've got the brewing of a revolution in this country as it comes to the realization of the silent majority that they've got to now become the loud majority. And somehow, some way, we've got to bring this administration down. And I've got my ideas. But we've got to bring this administration down. And my ideas revolve around civil disobedience, just like Martin Luther King. If it's good enough for Martin, it's good enough for us. No violence. Civil disobedience. So Joe Biden traveled to Manville, New Jersey today to deliver a speech on climate change after Hurricane Ida's remnants caused flooding last week. 81 million vote recipient, the biggest vote recipient in the history of America. He's more popular than FDR, George Washington, Lyndon Johnson, John F. Kennedy, Bill Clinton, Obama, Reagan. More popular than all of them. Joe Biden, with 81 million votes, arrived in New Jersey to a line of the streets lined with Trump supporters. In the blue state of New Jersey, he got 81 million votes. And Trump supporters shouted at Joe Biden as the motorcade drove by. Murderer, you're killing our kids. Worthless piece of trash. F you, Joe Biden. F you, mother effer. Leave our soldiers and Americans behind. You're a piece of sh. You know what? Bastard. F you, Biden. These are the words they used in New Jersey to greet the President of the United States. Gotta love these patriots. Yeah, it was... No, South Jersey's just as bad as North Jersey, believe me. Exactly the same. No difference. Cape May, Mays Landing, Wildwood, Atlantic City, Ventnor, Margate. I was, you know, I spent my summers around all those cities. And people tell it like it is in New Jersey, just like New York. I know one thing. Biden is hated. People now realize he stole the election, and they realize everything he's doing now, it's not him. He's a puppet with dementia, brain-dead puppet, and it's an evil cabal of American-hating communists running the country. If I had to guess, it's Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, George Soros, one of the most evil human beings on the planet in history, and the Chinese communist government. And if you don't believe me, how do you explain the following? The Biden administration stopped planes on the runway in Kabul from taking off with American citizens on them, and they're sitting on the runway. These are chartered by the Glenn Beck Charity, and the Biden administration stopped the planes from taking off and then handed the manifest with the listing of who's on the planes to the Taliban. This is the U.S. State Department under Joe Biden. Folks, these people are traitors. They need to be tried, convicted, and if convicted, hung. And I want you to understand, again, I'm saying, if convicted of being traitors, of committing treason on the United States, then they need to be hung. Or they need to spend the rest of their life in prison in Guantanamo, Cuba. But the people in the Biden administration behind Joe Biden, it's not Joe Biden. He needs to be convicted, indicted, convicted, and sent for the rest of his life to a nursing home. He needs to be removed from the White House physically and brought to a nursing home. But the people behind Biden, because he's a puppet, a brain-dead puppet with dementia, the people behind them need to be indicted, and if convicted, whatever happens when you're convicted of treason, whether that's death penalty, or whether that's life in prison, or whether that's 30 years of hard labor, these are the most evil anti-American people in the history of this country. And they're part of the Great Reset. Their goal is to put us all like serfs and slaves under the rule of unelected leaders who aren't even American. But did you ever think you'd see six planes paid for, chartered by Glenn Beck, of all people, the talk show host, to try and get Americans out of Afghanistan. And America doesn't try and get them out. It's special forces who don't want to leave their people behind. And people like Glenn Beck, and I'm sure many other good Christians who donated, trying to get Americans out and do what Joe Biden wouldn't do. He left them behind. And these planes have 100 American citizens and 1,000 Afghan nationals. Chartered by and paid for by Mercury One, that's Glenn Beck's company, and the Nazarene Fund, a charity founded by Beck, in wages for. And the planes were prevented from taking off after the Taliban refused to grant permission. But according to Glenn Beck, it wasn't the Taliban that initially stopped the planes. It was the State Department, Biden's State Department, that refused to grant landing clearance to the planes, preventing them from departing. The department allegedly called off the flights at the last minute, declining to approve the manifest. And U.S. officials went on to hand the manifest to the Taliban. They were on the plane, they were on the tarmac, they were in the seats, they were ready to go. Beck explained on his radio show this morning. And they were told to go back to the airport and hand everything to the Taliban. Wow. I mean, this is like handing the keys to the kingdom to the Taliban. And the Taliban are vicious, ruthless Islamic terrorists. And Joe Biden's in bed with them, just like I've said he's in bed with the Chinese Communist Party, just like he's in bed with gangsters all over the world, just like he's in bed with the Mexican mafia who now controls the border. Our country is in bad hands. Evil, pure evil. Satan is involved in all this, trying to take over the greatest nation in world history. And he's using a brain-dead man to do it. Weekend at Biden's.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up. Consumer prices up. Energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is with you. The warrior, the root's on fire. Welcome back from a Labor Day weekend. Hope you all had a successful and a happy and a healthy Labor Day weekend. Happy New Year. Happy Rosh Hashanah to all my Jewish friends out there. Shana Tova. It is the Jewish New Year as of sundown last night and today and tomorrow till sundown Wednesday. Also want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show is my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It'll be out next Thursday, a week from 2 days from now. So we're just about 9 days away from blast off with my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. But you can buy it right now, pre-sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. And it is, I think, it's one of the shortest books. It's the shortest book I've ever written. It's one of the shortest books I've ever seen. The whole book's like 100 pages, and it's like, maybe 70 pages I wrote of my thoughts on America and where we're going. Just 70, that's it. And then the last 30 pages are 30 pages of the biggest corporations in America and how you write them, their mailing address, how you call them, their phone number, how you contact their CEO, his personal email to let them know how pissed you are, how sickened you are, how shocked you are, how angry you are at the way they're treating conservatives and that you will never buy from them again. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, I put this resource guide in your hands. You never have to look up a corporation again. It's all there, how to contact them and how to tell the CEO to go to hell. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble by Wayne Allen Root. Hope you grab yourself a copy. I continue to believe the vaccine is a horrible, horrible, horrible mistake We found out more stories over the last 48 hours. First of all, my beloved Dallas Cowboy, Zach Martin, is their offensive lineman, is probably the best in all of football and will one day automatically, guaranteed, be in the Hall of Fame. Will be in the Hall of Fame. He is out for the big game on Thursday because he has COVID, and of course, he's fully vaccinated. We found out today, Kirby Smart, Georgia football coach, says his Georgia Bulldogs experiencing the highest spike of COVID-19 despite more than 90% of his team being vaccinated. So spiking among the vaccinated is no surprise. That's what's going to happen. I predicted that on my podcast the other day with Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, and I do an NFL Insider segment on my podcast each week. In that podcast, I said, because of what's happening in Israel, everyone's vaccinated, the most vaccinated country in the world, and the media here is in a total blackout that Israel is the sickest country in the world. Everybody is sick with COVID, they're hospitalized with COVID, and they're dying with COVID, all of them vaccinated. I believe the vaccines are the biggest mistake in the history of the world. It's an experimental for emergency use only vaccine. It is a disaster, and now you're going to say, oh, Pfizer was approved. First of all, it wasn't approved. That's a fallacy. But number two, even if it was approved, it was a total scam by the FDA and by the CDC, and it's a joke. They're all paid off by Big Pharma and the Chinese Communist government. They're all paid off. Nothing should have been approved when it's killing people and hurting people in record levels. Go look at the VAERS report, the Vaccine Adverse, VAERS, Vaccine Accident or Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting Service, VAERS. You say that fast five times. You try and remember what that means. It's a listing of all the people dead, crippled, or badly hurt by the vaccine. And when you see the numbers, they're higher than all the vaccines in the last 30 years combined, times more than two. And it's shocking that this vaccine is allowed to keep going on. A fully vaccinated Nebraska man with a sore shoulder showed up in the ER and died yesterday. Died from multi-organ inflammation. 57 years old, fully vaccinated. Mark McConaughey reportedly suffered a shoulder injury that required emergency care, but all the hospitals in Nebraska were full. After 23 calls to different hospitals, he was sent to nearby Iowa for treatment where he died. Interesting. Like McConaughey, there are many other fully vaccinated Nebraskans who are now occupying ICU beds, leaving no room for anyone else to receive care. So the man developed a severe shoulder injury after getting injected that only got worse after being transferred to Des Moines. Doctors decided he had an asymptomatic COVID infection that triggered an inflammatory response throughout his body that caused multi-organ failure. Unbelievable. They're not connecting the dots, folks. It all started with a shot into his shoulder, a COVID vaccine, and the multi-organ failure ties to the vaccine.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A White House official says 75% of adults have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. That comes out to more than 190 million Americans. the Biden administration's COVID-19 data director, tweeting just over 680,000 people were newly vaccinated over the Labor Day weekend. According to the State Department, four more Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News and says evacuations for Americans who want to leave must be a priority.
The State Department and the Defense Department should be working hand in glove with these organizations in a public-private partnership about getting the job done. They should be focused on mission and getting Americans out.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is in the house that Root built. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this. We're rocking it, baby. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America, 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metal firms will ever have this designation. It means they're the best of the best in the world. But the big advantage to you is that Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer anywhere, and that means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Right now, Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one, ever, anywhere. Just say Root, R-O-O-T, that's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet. 800-300-8441, toll free, 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. All right, let's talk about the media a little bit, because there's an article that, you know, I've said this on the radio so many times, but there's an article out there now about what I talk about all the time. Can the media survive without half the population? In other words, that's what the media's done to themselves. That's what talk shows have done to themselves. That's what the late-night comedians have done to themselves. You used to have both conservatives and liberals watching. There's no conservatives watching late-night TV anymore. There's no conservatives watching comedians anymore. There's no conservatives watching the news anymore. How could it be good business for you to chase away every conservative in America? How could you survive when you've lost all the conservatives? Now take me. My parents raised me to always watch the evening news. It was my favorite time of every night. I get home from work or be done with work. And then the news came on at 6:30. You know, in some parts of the country, it's at a different time. But it was always in Los Angeles or Las Vegas. It was always at 6:30. And I would watch the news at 6:30, the national news, right? And I love that. And, you know, it's been, I don't know, Mitt Romney ran in what year? Mitt Romney was 2012. So 2012 was 9 years ago, just about a decade. It was the last time I watched the evening news was almost a decade ago. When I saw how vicious they were to Mitt Romney, I could never watch them again. How much they loved Obama, and they treated Romney with disdain. And, of course, what they did to Trump was 1,000 times worse. So how about ABC, NBC, CBS? I used to watch your evening news. I've never watched again in 9 years. I won't go near it. How is that good for business to chase away millions of Wayne Roots and now, you know, 80 million Trump fans? Idiocy. Speaking of that, we've got a pollster with us who could tell us how stupid liberals are, Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. Patrick, will you back me up? Are liberals morons?
Well, if you put a gun to my head, I'm afraid I've got to agree.
Let's talk about California. You know, my prediction is that he would win if this was a normal election, the recall, Larry Elder, if this was a normal election, because the people are so upset and they all hate Newsom. Even liberals hate Newsom. I think black people and Hispanic people hate Newsom for going out to, you know, $5,000 dinners with no masks on while they stay home and live in misery. Everyone hates Newsom, but I believe these elections are all rigged and stolen, Patrick. So no matter what the polls say, Larry Elder cannot win. They will not allow him to win. In a state that's all Democrat, they rig the polls. So, you know, we're going to go over all the numbers you've got, but I am predicting right here, right now, as I have several times in the last month, Larry Elder will win, but he will lose. It'll look like he lost. I will always believe he won the California governorship, but there's no way they let you win. They come in with all the ballots, fake, you know, mail-in ballots after election night, and a few days later you're declared the loser, even though you won, just like Trump. That's my prediction. What say you?
Well, if there's a fair election, if only legal ballots are counted, there's, I'd say, close to a 50-50 chance that Newsom loses, if the recall wins. If that happens, there's no question that Larry Elder will be the next governor of California. But, as you say, it all comes down to those mail-in ballots.
Counting the votes.
Yeah, and you can, you know, you can vote in person. You can mail in the ballot they send you. You can print your own. You can print your own ballot at home.
Insanity,
right? Okay, I'm sure that will go swimmingly. Only legal ballots will be sent in. We know that, right? And one of the problems that I have with this is the fact that they will count ballots, you know, after the fact, right? You know, things that were quote unquote mailed in time but didn't arrive by election day are still going to get counted. So there could be days or weeks. I mean, if this is a close thing on the actual recall, which means that there's a, you know, a chance Elder becomes the next governor, then we could see this thing count forever. Because as we saw in Georgia and other states in 2020, they keep counting until they get the numbers they want, right?
Right.
So the most that someone like myself could tell you at this moment is that this is a very close race. You know, 6 weeks ago, we had it at 11 points. That is the recall losing. We now have it at under 4 points, the recall losing. You've still got several points of undecided voters. And as you said in your introduction, Newsom is not popular with Hispanics. That's a third of all the voters. Democrats are holding their noses to vote for him, but without any enthusiasm. All the enthusiasm is on the pro-recall side. But we just don't know how much of a mess those mail-in ballots are going to be, and it's just impossible to predict, because I think the recall has to win beyond the margin of fraud, right? It has to be a heavy enough win for the recall for them not to be able to mess with enough mail-in ballots, and
right,
that is something we just don't know at this point.
Right, but if he was leading by, if recall, you know, of let's recall Newsom was leading by 5 points, I would tell you, in my opinion, my gut, Patrick, we're still not going to win because they have enough mail-in ballots to overcome. But it's losing by 5, therefore I think it'll be a fairly large loss, because then you'll throw in thousands of mail-in ballots, millions of mail-in ballots, and it'll be a bigger loss. So, you know, I have no great faith that Larry Elder can win this thing, but let's go over the numbers. If the recall were to succeed by, you know, one vote in the state of California, Larry Elder would win by a landslide now, because you don't count Newsom's votes. Once you say there's a recall, he doesn't count. Among all the other people, Larry Elder's leading by a landslide, correct?
That's absolutely right. He's just so far ahead of everybody else. You know, there's one Democrat in the race. A 29-year-old YouTube influencer. He's the only Democrats can say they're going to vote for. Everybody else is in single digits. We've got Elder at 31%. And the key thing here is you don't have to get 50. You don't have to beat anybody by a certain margin. You just have to be one vote ahead of whoever's in second place. So right now, Elder is clearly the winner to be. Now, the only caveat is we've got almost 3 in 10 recall voters undecided about their choice for the next governor. But there's nothing in our numbers to suggest that they won't, if they vote on the second question of who's the next governor, that they won't break down the way that the other numbers are. You know, there just isn't momentum for anybody else. Larry Elder has just captured this whole thing, and good for him. So there's little doubt about who the next governor is if the recall is allowed. It passes, and it was allowed to pass. But as you say, do we get to the second question? Now, the one thing here you have to bear in mind is that Newsom and his campaign and the Democrats, they're acting like this is tight, that they're in trouble. You can say, well, that's just smart. but everything I'm hearing and seeing and smelling about California suggests that they know the numbers aren't great for them. They're certainly not out of the woods. And I think they're seeing numbers similar to what we're seeing. You know, this is within the margin of error. And that's why they're spending so much money. That's why, somewhat bizarrely, they've got Biden headed out there next week. And, you know, they know that this thing could go sideways on them.
Not just Biden. They've got Kamala coming out, of all people. You know,
yeah.
With what's going on the border, what's going on in Afghanistan, an American's hostage on the tarmac in Afghanistan at Kabul. And they're worried about sending Kamala and Biden out to campaign for Gavin Newsom. First of all, it's you know, offensive. It's depressing. It's shocking. You can't believe that no Republican president could get away with campaigning while Americans are hostage and left behind in a hostile foreign country. You could never get away with that.
No, just like you couldn't get away with a Republican president glad handing over the Labor Day weekend when you've got American hostages right in Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, he's hated. He's just hated. You saw the New Jersey people giving him the middle finger and calling him a murderer. I mean, it's just really, it's like, you know, it's like the French Revolution. We're in the beginning stages of the French Revolution here. The people know the election was stolen, and they know the people that stole it are evil and are trying to destroy the United States and literally hurt all of us and literally make us the serfs and slaves. I mean, this is bad stuff. Patrick Basham, I'm glad we got a few good guys out there like you giving us the truth in the polls. I wish you could tell us Larry Elder was going to win. I don't believe there's any such truth out there, but I do believe he's giving him a good run for his money, which is good. Remarkable in California. Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. Thanks for coming on, Patrick.
My pleasure, Wayne. Take care.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a 3-tier cushioning system that combines 2 layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the podcast by Wayne Allen Root is the sponsor of this segment of the show, War Raw. If you like my radio show, you'll love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, now 7 days a week with the all-important weekend best of the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and Trump warriors. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Dr. Fauci faces calls to resign. You know, here's the guy that's telling you what to do about COVID. Well, how can you ever believe anything he says? First of all, he lies about everything. Second of all, he's a flip-flopper. You know, when he does tell the truth, he's telling one truth out of one side of his mouth, the other truth out of the other side of his mouth. And then he says one thing in public, and then you get emails, and he says something completely different in emails. And then he's the guy that helped to develop, it appears, the COVID germ. The thing is killing us. It was Fauci who developed it. Fauci faces calls to resign in answer for the shocking report about U.S. government-funded Wuhan research. As the director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden, is facing calls to answer for a shocking report published by The Intercept about the so-called gain-of-function research that the National Institute of Health funded at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, thought to be the possible origin point for COVID-19. In May of 2021, Fauci, in his testimony to a Senate committee investigating whether the U.S.-funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology claimed the NIH has never and does not now fund gain-of-research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But The Intercept found through a Freedom of Information Act request evidence that the NIH issued a bat coronavirus grant to a group called the EcoHealth Alliance for $3.1 million, including $599,000 that the Wuhan Institute of Virology used in part to identify and alter bat coronaviruses likely to infect humans. As the Daily Wire reported Tuesday, Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers and an expert who spoke to The Intercept, said the materials show that in 2014 and 19, the National Institute of Health here in the United States, Fauci's company, grants to EcoHealth with subcontracts to the WIV-funded gain of research as defined in federal policies and potential pandemic pathogen enhancement as defined in federal policies. The materials confirm the grant supported the construction in Wuhan of a novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses that combined a spike gene for one coronavirus with genetic information from another coronavirus and confirmed the resulting viruses could infect human cells. I mean, this is unbelievable. That puts Fauci in the spotlight. And that means he lied in front of the United States Senate. That means he should go to prison. Several Republicans have already suggested Dr. Fauci must face a full investigation and be totally forthcoming about his agency's involvement in funding research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Jim Jordan, Republican, Ohio, suggested Dr. Fauci is hiding something and should face an investigation. Your tax dollars funded coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. What is Fauci hiding, says Jim Jordan. Ronnie Jackson, congressman, Texas, former White House physician turned congressman, said, tweeted out, Fauci's NIH-funded dangerous gain-of-function research in the Wuhan laboratory, the same man that wants to mask your kids and keep us locked down forever, help cause this pandemic. How does he still have a job? Fauci needs to be fired and investigated immediately. And Josh Hawley said, Anthony Fauci has repeatedly and deliberately misled Congress, the American people, resign and face a congressional inquiry. Rand Paul has already referred Dr. Fauci for an investigation for possible perjury related to his testimony in front of Congress. And I'm telling you, we've already proven everything Biden said about Afghanistan was a lie. Everything he ever said about Afghanistan was a lie. And so, how do you believe anything that the man says? You can't. You can't believe a thing. I told you earlier in the show that we had planes on the ground paid for by Glenn Beck, not by the United States government, to get Americans out, 100 American citizens and 1,000 Afghan friends of the United States, to get them out. And our State Department, Biden's State Department, would not let the plane take off. And now there's another report in, as the Taliban holds Americans hostage, the Biden administration says there's little it can do because we do not control the airspace. Well, whose fault is that, you morons? You numbnuts morons? Of course you don't control the airspace. You're idiots. You gave up the airspace. We could have kept Bagram Airfield, which strategically is a place we could hold. But we never could have held Kabul Airport. So of course we lost all advantage. Of course we left citizens behind. Of course we left canines behind. A lot of people, by the way, don't seem to care. You know, we left people behind. Why would they care about dogs, they think? I think dogs are the greatest thing in the world. Dogs spelled backwards is God for a reason. Anyone who leaves canines behind is a human piece of garbage and should be indicted and imprisoned for 40 years to think about it in solitary. And how about leaving behind people and children and friends of America who put their lives on the line to help us fight Islamic extremists? Now you leave them there to be murdered, raped, and tortured by Islamic extremists. This entire administration should be indicted and put on trial like Guantanamo.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.